Yeah. Hey, good morning, Harrison. Okay, so I'm combining two questions you asked to ask this. Okay, first of all, you said, what's the biggest lie of this whole COVID situation? And then you asked, what's the solution? Okay, so here's the thing. The lie is the threat. And this is what people are recognizing. They're putting forth this narrative that it's COVID. And Mike Adams has done a lot of research on this. There's no COVID. The weapon is the spike proteins that are in that, and specifically in the vaccines. But that's a side issue. Here's what I want to get at. I did looking up some research on my own, and I looked up DARPA and the Rockefellers. Okay, what I want to get at is you go to John D. Rockefeller Sr. Alex has covered this a lot, and he was the oil baron, Standard Oil monopoly, 90% funded the Rockefeller Foundation, and through that. This guy, when you look at the list of everything him and his family have been involved in, from the founding of the FDA, the Federal Reserve, Kinsey and his pedophile sexual revolution, I mean, I can go right down the list. The American Cancer Society hijacking the medical establishment that you guys have covered. Anyway, in doing my research, I came across a woman named Victoria Coleman. Now, this woman is the head of the science division of the Air Force. She's also headed up DARPA, and she's with the Rockefeller Foundation, okay? So you see where I'm going with this. So what I'm saying is that when you look at what's been going on, this is, and Alex has covered it, this is a huge PSYOP, okay? This is the second biggest PSYOP in the history of the world. The biggest one Julie covered the other day, and that's what happened in the Garden of Eden when Satan convinced our first parents, Adam and Eve, that they could be gods by disobeying God and going with his agenda. Okay, so what I'm saying is this. John D. Rockefeller Sr. and his family has given what I call a Luciferian legacy to America because their goal was always to take this nation over and incorporate it into their beast world government. Okay, and so this is what we need to recognize that we're up against. This is a satanic agenda. And the only way this thing is ever going to be overcome is we have to separate fact from fiction and truth from lies and deception and understand this thing is a grand scheme, as you guys have covered. And when I look at DARPA, you know, I looked them up. Wikipedia says talks about their involvement with, for instance, Moderna and the vaccines. OK,
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I feel like, first of all, we have to remember this is like a crucible of the faithful. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone is being tested because this is like a giant experiment. God controls everything. The devil works for God, like kind of like what Alex Jones said the other day. If you read the book of Job, like, he has his outcome already set for us, but we still have free will. But, like, I think the only thing that we could do about this is basically, I don't know, man. I feel like Alex Jones, you, Owen, if you guys could come in the battle tank and come to these events. I think on August 12th, there's a march on Gracie Mansion. Because, like Frank Sinatra said, if you can do it here, you could do it anywhere. This is the precedent. Like they did in France right away. Now this is to test the people to see how we're going to react. And, like, you know, a lot of people are brainwashed here. I drive an ice cream truck for work. I refuse to work in the city. So I've been talking to people, and it seems like 90% of people know what's going on. Like every time I hand them a cone, I'm like, hey, you get what's happening to our country. And most of them do. But people are scared, and the way they have us is with divide and conquer. How are we supposed to unite when people are scared of communicating? I'm personally afraid because I have a daughter. I know you have a child, and congratulations on that. They're going to want to vaccinate them then. And so, like, what the hell are we going to do about this? I don't know what to do. I'm terrified for the country, but I try to have faith every time I try to bring myself back to the center and remember the scripture, Isaiah 45:7, Old Testament. I, the Lord, create the good and the evil. I create the darkness and the light. So this is all his working. But it's like, if you don't, some people just don't believe in the Bible. So for them, that might not be their thing. But I don't know, man. I hope that if, I know you guys are busy, but. Yeah.
Thank you. Amen.
System.
Hello. I don't know about to feed them, but I know that if they want to get Starbucks coffee and they can't get coffee there, a lot of truck drivers I speak with, I'm a truck driver, they're not going to take this inoculation of this chemical. And bottom line is, there's a button on your, it's like an email system, it's called Qualcomm. You push reject, and if they ask you why, you just tell them, don't go to communist states, and I'm not going to allow these people to put some chemicals in my body. If I can't stop and get a bite to eat, I mean, why would I go to a state where I can't go and I eat out of the truck a lot. Most drivers do. But, you know, sometimes you want to go inside a restaurant and get a bite to eat. If you can't go in a restaurant, are you going to sit out on a bench in the elements, in the cold, and in the heat? No, not going to happen. Oh, they're gonna. But like I said, I work. I'm at a good sized company, not huge, but there's probably 300 drivers, and I've been here 13 years, and I know a lot of the drivers, and some will take the shot, some have, and one guy I know, he did, and his retina came detached, and he's been going through all kinds of problems, but he's doing a little better, but. Bottom line is, most of the drivers that I speak with, they'd rather play Russian roulette with a fully loaded revolver. That it's not going to happen. I'm fortunate. I don't owe anything, so I'm just, I can sort of walk away anytime I want. But I love my job. But I was, you know, you go to some of these companies. Oh, put on a mask. I'm 1 foot inside the warehouse, and they're saying, put on a mask. I said, I don't have a mask. So they hand me a mask, and I'm like, yeah, this is going to do a lot of good, you know? Nope.
Hi, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call. I was just, you know, I check Huffington Post like every day because I try to read the news like Hermione Granger and check out what the propaganda is saying as well. Oh, yes, you can. And it's freaking me out how many of these Capitol Police officers are dying of suicide. And my gut is telling me they're all the good ones that are going to come forward and tell us what really happened. And then they get taken out. So now who's going to come forward? Because four of them have apparently committed suicide. I mean, They must all be terrified to tell the truth. Right, right. Right. I completely agree. I think that, you know, everybody's ready for the truth and everybody knows something's up with that whole situation. I think cops are generally tough. You know, I didn't imagine that they would all cry so much and kill themselves because of trauma. You know, I think they're pretty tough. And also, real quick... Maybe they're just trying to make it. Yeah.
And Max.
Hey, Harrison. How are you doing today?
I actually wanted to, I got on with you yesterday. First time I got through yesterday, second time today. Crazy. But I want to say, you think Andy Ngo will be protected? Neither do I. Of course not. I mean, oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, but they, yeah. Oh, but, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but, he's gay. He's Asian and gay. How is he not? And he'll still get beat up by Antifa. Not a problem.
Hello. Hey, how's it going, man? All right, hold on once. All right, how about now? Is it better now? Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so I got a minister in my church. He's a state senator. Okay, for anonymity purposes, I'm just gonna leave his name out. But he got COVID. I'm really close with it, right? He's my brother. We're really close. Anyways, he got COVID, and then he got better on his own. Natural immunity, right? So that's what I thought. Well, they're pushing the vaccines in the Senate or Capitol, whatever, at a political level. He gets the double jab. Well, he contracts COVID. He's been sick since June. Since just after the middle of June, like June 17th, 18th. And he was so sick. He was so sick. Yes. I'm not joking, man. And if it wasn't for me seeing it with my own eyes and asking the horse's mouth, I'm talking a career politician here. I'm talking retired to the okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's driving. Let me, I'll pull off to the side of the road. Hold on a second. Yeah.
Harrison, good morning, brother. Hope you're having a wonderful day so far. And before I start real quick, everybody please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, I just placed a giant order. I got the vitamin D3 gummies, Winter Sun Plus, X2, great recommendations. Got new shirts, a flag, a mug, so much more. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. But everyone go support the InfoWar. Oh, good, good. But yeah, about the forced vaccinations, the mask mandate's making a comeback and all that, and just seeing these tyrants in the government force this vaccine among people is just disgusting. I mean, how is this discussion even being had in the first place? It's not only illegal, it's a violation of the Nuremberg Code, and it shatters our civil liberties. And excuse me, but it pisses me off when I see people react to this tyranny like it's a normal thing. You know, yeah, mandating vaccines is normal, nothing to see there. Or, like, no. Or when I see these propagandist hacks lying to Americans on CNN, a pandemic among the unvaccinated. And, like, and you have these states gearing up for more lockdowns. and mask mandates, and that, guess what? That's not happening. I'm never putting a mask back on. I'm never staying home under a lockdown. I'm not taking the experimental vaccine, and I will never, ever comply to these tyrants. And if they want to mandate anything, then I'm going to print off a bunch of articles from InfoWars on the mask not working, the vaccine's killing people, and I'm taking a bullhorn and I'm going to my state capitol, and I'm going to protest. I don't care if I'm the only one up there either, because I will not stand idly by and watch these lockdowns destroy businesses and make students want to kill themselves. Because it's...
Yeah. Okay. He's still having problems breathing. He said he feels good sometimes, but then he tries to get up, and all of a sudden, all of his energy is gone. Like, he feels like he's okay, and then he gets up, and all of his energy is gone. I've been calling him every day, every other day, seeing how he's doing. He hasn't talked to me in the last couple of days, hasn't answered me back, so I'm a little worried. I'm probably going to go over there and see what's going on. But here's the deal, man, is I'm on the front lines, man. I fly my flags every day. I went to your shop. I got some InfoWars flags. And related to the last guy's caller, and I just have one thing about the scientist protection thing I wanted to ask you about that relates to these flags. You should be doing that already. You should be printing this stuff out already. I'm printing stuff out already. I'm getting the word out, like Alex said. You know, that indoctrination too, plandemic video. You know, I'm sharing with people at the gas station, you know, people that like my flags. Wave your flags. You're going to invite people that have the similar views as you do. They're going to get you a thumbs up. It gives you an opportunity. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's...
Oh, what a commercial. Oh, yeah. Damn right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the program. This is... Thank you.